You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If you've listened to this show, I would say if you've listened to this show for at least 6 months, then you would know this immediately. You would know which of the two of us, me or Jer, are more likely to do this. Headline of the story says, 1 in 5 people have eaten food out of the trash. It would only take a few months listening to this show.
Oh, you would know.
And you would know who would freak out at the idea of it. Even the idea of it.
I'm trying to imagine. You know which one of us is clean.
Clean, right? Yeah, who's the one who's always
who's
sick?
Dirty.
So I'm trying to imagine Jer Bear waltzing one day into his kitchen. And he looks over and his, let's say, 6, soon to be 7-year-old daughter is grabbing something out of the trash can and putting it in her mouth.
Do a Matrix move where you dive. Tackler. It's disgusting.
I can raise my hand. I've done this.
It's gross. Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, there are qualifications. Yuck. The food has to qualify in a certain way. A, it cannot be in a trash can with a bunch of crap. Like, if you've just, you know, picked up dog poop and thrown it in your trash can, or if you've
you're not going to pick the sandwich out of there. Okay.
Right. If you've swept the floor, you know, and in your dustpan, you've dumped that in there, and then suddenly there's a piece of steak that lands on it. No.
No, okay.
I will not do that. But you can't tell me there aren't instances where something gets thrown on the top of the trash and it's maybe lying on a napkin or a paper towel or some
once
sort of packaging
there,
and you're like, oh my God, that's a perfectly good piece of bacon.
And once it's in there, it's in there and that's where it stays for me. There's particles and there's contamination no matter what's in there. I'm not picking it up and putting it in my mouth at all, especially if it's a wet food. Like a sandwich or something. Oh, God.
What if, hypothetically, you use trash can liner like a trash bag?
Yeah.
You've just opened up that trash bag.
Fresh liner.
Brand new.
Yeah.
You put it in there, and then Nicole takes a batch of cookies she's just made, and she dumps them in. Nothing else has been in there.
If Nicole made those cookies, then that's kind of where they belong. She can't cook at all. She's the worst. No, but I get what you're saying. If it's a fresh bag and the cookies are in there, am I reaching in? No, I'm not.
Why?
It's still in a receptacle that harnesses trash.
But it's got a layer between.
The lid comes down and there's still, it's just in that area. And no, I'm not going to do it. I don't need the cookie that bad, man. I really don't. Even if it's something in a package, like even if somebody threw like a package of gummy bears in there that was unopened, I wouldn't reach back in and open up the package and start eating the gummy bears because
Wait
the package has been contaminated.
It's a sealed package and you won't open it and take something out of the sealed
because
package.
Because I feel like if I'm touching the package, that was in the trash and then I'm ripping that open and then putting my dirty hands
How
in.
How filthy is your house that if something just goes
filthy,
in a liner
it's
that
coming
you can't touch it again.
From a place with the name trash.
Right. Look,
which is
look,
gross.
Listen, we've worked together a long time.
I know. You're not going to change my mind.
Look at me.
Yes, dear.
Would you finally admit that maybe you are just a little bit too worried about this stuff? Just a little bit. Would you
sure,
agree
maybe
that you're
a little bit.
You've taken a
little
sealed
tiny
package
bit.
Of something. It's gone in a clean liner.
I would have to wash the package, essentially. Wash it
and
down,
you're
let it
tell
sit
me
out
that
and dry.
That's not crazy.
No, because there's it's in a spot where there is bacteria. There's stuff
there's
in a trash can
everywhere in your house.
More so
your
in a trash can
loaded.
That's
going to
get you sick, where you're dumping raw meat old food. And
I'm going to open up phones on this, if you don't mind. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We've got to do either a turbo poll or a five call says it all.
Yeah, are you eating
how
trash?
How many of our listeners have ever eaten food out of a trash can?
By the way,
when they did this survey, they said the most common reason people gave for ever eating trash was, quote, it looked perfectly fine, end quote.
It looks fine. I'd be a horrible hobo.
Well, no, you would die.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't
you would
do
die
it.
In the
I
first
could not
day.
Live on the streets. I couldn't do it.
If you had to guess how many listeners...
everybody's going
to
call in and say, I eat out of the trash, Jerry. You're an idiot.
No, I don't think so.
You're an idiot.
I think the majority are going to say they would never do it.
Let's hear from my people then. Let's do this.
We're Jeremy's puckered people.
The clean cookie people. The clean cookie people.
Where is the puckered patrol?
Nobody's puckered.
Are you familiar with the term event horizon with a black hole?
There was a movie.
So the event horizon
that, right?
on a black hole is like that boundary point where if something crosses into the black hole, at that event horizon, that's officially the point where it ain't coming back.
Correct.
And you have an event horizon over the top of your trash can.
Absolutely, yes. If it's going in, it's gone forever for me. Which
right.
is great. I mean, it's a great weight loss program because I'm not going to flip open my trash can and see a toaster strudel laying there and be like, oh my God, I got to have that. If it's in, it's in, you know, and I'm not gaining the weight.
Give me that
no,
toaster
that's wet.
Strudel.
It's a wet food.
Christine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
So are you Team Jer or Team Dom?
Oh, Team Jer. Even if it's a clean bag, that's not regulated for food safety.
No, it's not.
I mean, there is no way, it's not safe to eat.
Not to mention, Christine, I buy the scented bags, and if a cookie goes in there, all of a sudden it's tasting like fake lavender if I pull it out and start gnawing on it.
Right?
Right?
How nasty is that?
It's so gross.
No 5-second rule. That was a lie. Bacteria doesn't wait. It doesn't go.
Oh, whatever.
We have to wait 5 seconds before we attack.
Dom loves explosive diarrhea. That's all I know.
It never happens to me. And for those of you who think that your countertops are like always pristine and there's no bacteria on them, you got a rude awakening
coming
your way.
They probably get cleaned more
than
your trash can, though.
You put a cookie down in a brand new trash bag versus one on your counter, I guarantee you the one on your counter has picked up more crap.
Time for one of those science swab tests. Time for a swab test.
I'm willing to put money on that test.
Swab it all day long.
Swab this. Hey, you got a vote so far, though. What about Terrence? Terrence, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Team Jer or Team Dom?
Team Jer.
Hey. Boy, I'm getting my butt kicked on this one, aren't I? Man, why not? Why?
It's disgusting. I would not. That and the other thing that also used to disgust me when I would see like kids in school that would like throw out their retainer on accident and then rinse it off and put it in their mouth. That and food, touching the trash, I would just say it's a lost cause by that point.
Yeah, it's just throw the retainer away.
Terrence, thank you for the call.
Oh my gosh.
Appreciate that. Hey, John, Team Jer or Team Dom?
Well, I got to say I'm with Team Dom.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All the way.
Why let it go to waste, right?
Yeah, I mean, my wife is more, if I have, like, sometimes I'm big about throwing stuff away that's old, so I'll chuck stuff out of the fridge, but sometimes I chuck something that's good, and it's still in the wrap, like a yogurt or something.
Yeah.
My wife's like, oh, I was going to eat that. Well, I'll pull it out and say, brand new bag, like you said, hasn't touched anything, the food is still secure, she won't eat it.
Yeah, so. That's gross.
So you're married to a Team Jer.
There's bacteria all over the yogurt container.
There's bacteria on it when it's sitting in your refrigerator.
And there's more once it's been in the trash.
No, there's not. John, thank you for the call.
Thanks, John.
It's 2-1. Here's Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
My tummy feels fine. My tummy feels great.
Who was the last person on this show to be sick? Was it me or you? It was Jeremy who was
sick
for
two years. I haven't been sick in
Andy,
2 years.
Andy, Team Dom or Team Jer?
Team Dom.
Oh, great. Here we go. Here they all come.
Yeah.
I'll eat anything out of the trash.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, is there?
There really isn't. And I got to tell you, when, 35 years ago, I hopped freight trains with my first husband, and we used to pull things out of the dumpster because when you go through the warehouses, they dump so much food if they don't think that it'll hit the shelves before the expiration date.
Yeah.
We used to pull that stuff out and hand it out to the rest of the hobos on the freight lines.
And you're fine. You're doing okay.
Hold on
you're
just
still
a
here
second.
To talk about it.
How can you possibly think you're going to throw out a story like that and think that I'm not going to ask a follow-up question? You were a hobo on trains?
I wasn't a hobo, but we used that to get around. We didn't have money to fly or pay for gas, so we hopped freight trains.
Look at that. Just cruised
You've
around.
You've got to be kidding me. Where did you do this?
We did it across the country. I mean, this was in the 80s.
So were the trains moving and you ran and grabbed
like in
them?
A movie
you could get killed, Andy.
You throw your duffel bag up and on?
Sometimes you would, but most times you would get on and off at the major train yards and you'd find the train, you'd kind of watch what direction they were going and you'd get on them as they were just starting to pull out of the train. They weren't going very fast. There were times.
In a way, you'd win.
By the police.
Where the trains were going, though? I mean, I feel like, how do you know?
That direction, Jeremy.
Yeah,
that
it's like,
way.
Where do you know where you're going to end up?
Exactly. The general direction, and then as you're going through towns, there's signs everywhere. So you just wait till you got to the next major train yard.
Oh, my God,
wow,
Andy, I cannot
incredible.
Endorse that. For young people who are listening, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't advise that now.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
That was a different generation. It was a different time, but it was some of the best times I ever had.
It sounds like quite an adventure.
Andy, I love you. Thank you for calling the show. We appreciate you and your story. We got a little sidetracked, if you'll pardon the pun.
A little something extra there.
Gary, are you Team Dom or Team Jer?
Team Dom on this one.
There you go. Do you remember the last thing you pulled out, Nate?
I don't, but I've got a story from a few years ago when I was working in a restaurant.
Wait a minute.
Did you pull something out of the trash?
Did you serve something that had been in trash?
He probably ate it.
We had a customer that ordered a... calzone. First one came out burnt, so we had to redid it. Second one we dropped in the trash that had just been changed, but still within the trash. We pulled it out, served it.
And you ate it.
Brushed it off and put it on a plate and nobody
dug
got
in.
Hurt, right?
Oh my God. Why do they keep messing up the calzones at his restaurant? That's what I want to know.
They suck
it. They
calzone,
went through two
maybe.
Before they got the third one right, it sounds like.
Gary, thank
Thanks,
you for
Gary.
The call. And time for one more. We'll squeeze in. It's Rhonda. Hey, Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Have you ever eaten anything out of the trash?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
like a cereal, a cookie, Oh, dang it.
Cereal?
I lost that piece of Snickers.
Snickers?
Yeah. Come on. Here's what I'll tell you. It's a little bit of a loaded question because I teach anatomy and physiology. I do cultures with students. I'd really love to do one on Jeremy's phone because he might be really surprised.
But, no, I will tell you right now. When I get into the studio every day, I wipe the entire studio down with a Lysol wipe, and I do my phone at the same time.
Yeah,
it's clean.
Rhonda, we got to run. Thanks, Rhonda. For that. I'm going to let Jeremy live in his fantasy land that he walks around in this bubble of purity, which is really hilarious.
Sounds like a band, doesn't it?
the bubble of purity. Where there is the band called Cradle of Filth, and that's what I live in.
Yes,
Jeremy's in a bubble of purity. Mm-hmm. I live and have a blast in the Cradle of Filth.
There you have it. Keep motoring along.
God. Your calls were to,
Thank you, everybody.
We got the restaurant story and we got the hobo on the train story.
Fantastic. Thank you for starting our day like that.